Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the BVW Podcast. On this show, we're going back to November of 2000, and kicking things off, here's a novelty hit from the Baha Men. They're asking a very basic question. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
E-I-O.
Until the fellas started name calling.
E-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, E-I-O.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
E-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
E-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking through the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gancy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, with it to me, the two.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
November 2000.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know?
Man.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I do, man, access to your villa? Trespass on a witness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she
I never used to see you make the gigolo flex. As somebody else in favor, you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she a go bring a whole heap of things from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
From the album Hot Shot, that's Shaggy with a song I've always thought was from the 90s, but it's actually from the end of 2000, It Wasn't Me. Now here's Christina Aguilera from her debut solo album that came out in the summer of 2000 when she was only 19. This one was a single in the fall, Christina Aguilera with Come On Over.
We'll be right back.
November 2000. On the BVW podcast with Change Your Mind. Now we're back to the month when Jim Carrey's live action version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas was released.
Yes! This Christmas music! It's joyful and triumphant. Bust! Drown them out!
Curb Your Enthusiasm, a show that's still on today, was in the middle of its first season.
He's a fan. He What does he expect to gain from such a meeting? What does he think? He's going to go over there? She's going to be so charmed by him that all of a sudden they're going to start becoming friends? They'll talk on the phone and go out to dinner together, go to the movies? What, start emailing each other? Summer vacations? Is he out of his fucking mind?
And Madonna had a big hit album called Music. And the lead-off single of that album was also called Music. It's November 2000 on the BVW Podcast. November 2000.
Baby, set me free from this misery. I can't take it no more. Since you ran away, nothing's been the same. Don't know what I'm living for. Here I am, so alone. And there's nothing in this world I can do. Until you're back here, baby. Miss you, want you, need you so. Until you're back here, baby. There's a feeling inside, I want you to know.
B.B. Mac with their biggest hit, Back Here, on our November 2000 Spotlight. Now here's Sting teaming up with Cheb Mommy on Desert Rose.
Thank you.
November 2000.
Good bit of me sleeps underneath, in the bed of my soul, lying next to belief. If I toss where I lay, I might turn her away. So I try to fall still, dreaming someday I will wake up with you beside me, with all of your love.
Sean Mullins when he's not doing a Jack Nicholson impression with Everywhere I Go. And we're getting closer to hearing the number one song of November 2000, but first, here's the song that years later would give William Hung his 15 minutes of fame. The original is by Ricky Martin, She Bangs.
You
Ricky Martin, She Bangs, as we get set to hear the number one song of November 2000. Now, it's the only song by the band Creed to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and even though the band has not worked together since 2013, lead singer Scott Stapp has not completely pulled the plug on the band. He says that Creed is, quote, still a band, and that he's open to continuing to work with them when the time is right. And even though they haven't worked together now in 9 years, Creed was one of the biggest names in rock in the early 2000s. Here's the number one song of November 2000, With Arms Wide Open, by Creed.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down my face.
Wide Open, the number one song of November 2000. And that'll wrap things up here on the BVW podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we will do another one soon.